Aleph.
Omer
Omer Aleph. Gemara brings Machlokes to Rab and Ula. How do we know the Mishnah? Well, it's the Shichur over here is referring to the Rab Rishon was Mashach for him, and the issue is being Malzik Shibush Hakaveroi. Or it's going on being the Rab Shed is being Mashach for him, and the issue is Hezek Shen and Nikr. So Mora says, Ula my time early Amr Kirav. Why doesn't Ula learn up the Mishnah like Rav? We did that part, I'm sorry. Itmar. And we did all the Rashi's also, right? Good. Itmar. So a person, similar case, but not by an Eved, person makes a son on a Poitiki, meaning this is going to be the place of payment. And now something happens to the field. The field is flooded to the point that it's not really usable. So Ami Shapir Noah, that was his name. Okay. His name was Ami, and the people used to refer to him as Shapir Noah. He had a very nice appearance. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Quote the name Rabbi Yochanan. So he quotes that Rabbi Yochanan's din, that's it, that's the field, that's the designated field for payments. If something happened to it, it's the mazel of the malva, and it's the malva's loss, that's it.
This is a mill of star?
Love Dafka.
Okay, I mean, I'm going, it's Milu Shtar. I would think that all the karka is Meshuvud.
Well, Milu Valpel also all the karka is Meshuvud.
Oh,
as long as he has property, he has right to collect any of the property, but he made an appointment over here. This is going to be the payment. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Nachum Ben Yitzchak Meshuvud. Meshum the Ami Shapir Noah who Armer Shemaita Lo Shapirin. Just because he has a nice appearance, he says a pshat which is not nice. It doesn't make any sense. Why? Shmuel is right. The Vuah the Shmuel is right. Why shouldn't he collect? So how does it work? To Targum Shemaita, we have to explain what he's saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. One was Damer Le Lo Yehin Lo Shapirin Eli Mizum. At the time of the loan, when they arranged that this is going to be the payment, they said explicitly that nothing else is payment. All only was a meshubed to the chayv is this specific field. Then comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, in that scenario where that he said it should be point to give him a fordish, that this is the only source of payment. If something happens to it, it's the loss of the malva. Satanya Namihachi. How is this today? So a person arranged that this should be the payment, and then something happens to it. So this chilik that Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that is well founded in the Braisa. The Braisa says that really the making of an appointee doesn't preclude the rights for payment. If that item is not available, the other something else, he has the right to collect from other nechassim, unless he said specifically that this is the source of peroin and nothing else. And something happens, then it's the loss of the malva.
Basically, Yochanan is saying that there's an override to the general rule of the nechassim being mishubadim. In other words, you could say, look, no, then the malva and lover could agree that the nechassim are not meshubad.
Correct.
That's
Tanya Yiduch, learned in a different brayso. So it's just they are put together the Baal Chayv. Uksum is Isha. So he designated the something to be the Paitiki. By case of a loan or a case of Uksum is Isha. Gabi Mishan Nechasim. Shingamil Armor Baal Chayv, Gabi Mishan Nechasim. Isha and a Gabi Mishan Nechasim. Shay Darkish Alisha Lechazar Al Bati Dinim. So he designated this field. Never not so much kids were here where there was the something happened to the field. So does the Loiva have a right? The Loiva designated the field as the payment. Now the Loiva decides that he wants to sell the field and the Mal will collect from something else. Does the Loiva, by making the Poitiki, has he lost his right to sell the field? He has to give this field to the Malva. He cannot sell it off and pay from something else. So the Tanakhama says, yes, he could do that. It's saying about the Ksubas Isha that the husband can sell the field and he'll pay the Ksuba from something else. Shimdil says, no, that by the case of the Ksubas Isha, he cannot do that because the whole purpose of the Apotiki was to save the woman the process of having to go to Bezdin and pick out a field and make the shuma and sell it and get the money. So the woman was uncomfortable with that. And the husband recognized that. And therefore, in order to make her feel comfortable that she could get her ksuba without having to do all of this, he said, listen, this is going to be the payment. It's very clear. It's really, the field is already designated, etc. So the purpose of this was to save her the whole the process, and he made that commitment. So now he cannot; she has the right to that field, and he cannot sell it away, and repay her with something else. Okay. Check Rashi. Shatvanor. Mashuv called a Sada Maguva Karka Makulko Shamaim Savan Oid Loilam Aleha. And it left the field in an unusable state that the water is going to be absorbed there. So it's no longer a potential. You can't say, listen, wait till the grounds go back to themselves and you collect. The geography changed. So Shabbat Noah, Kach Kinuyev, that's what he was known as. So since he said only this field, so he lost the Chayv. So normal case of a Poitiki, he's saying, I'm going to pay you. If I don't pay you, you'll collect from this. We don't say that it becomes the Malva's field. He's not only limiting himself to that specific field, which would then mean that the loiva has no other responsibility, but rather he's maintaining that right to the other fields as well, and therefore, if something happens in a field, he'll collect from other fields. So the bring brought the price. So they're putting together the balchayv government shanu chasim. Klarmer, what does that mean? Imirta merker is that the loiva can sell away the field. When government minoshar, the husband can sell away the field, and the balchayv or the ksubazisha will collect from other fields. Comes Shimon Gamliel and says, "In a government shanu chasim, the fish ain't darker shalisha lechazer al botedinim. Klamer dafki tila chrais ksubasa al sadezu." Amanas Kenises, they specifically said this is going to be the field. And when they got married, the woman's the intent of the man and the woman, excuse me, was specific to this field. The intent wasn't that he should have shibudim in other fields, that he can sell and say, I'll sell this field now, I'll give you a different field. She doesn't have a right to the other fields. Why? Because the whole process is something which is going to be difficult for the woman. Which field to go to, it was sold off, etc. Okay. So, because that's so, the husband has no right to sell this field away. And Tosis actually deals with the fact that even if he sells, it wouldn't work. So she really basically is getting a kinyan in the field. She's contingent. If the ksuba ends up being half the pay, but if it does, we look at it, the pshat is the Tanai was Niskayim and the field belonged. He's basically selling her a field on the Tanai that he dies or divorces her in the future. So the husband sells off and says, excuse me, what's the Tanai is Niskayim? It turns out it was really her field the whole time, so the Mechir is bottled. The husband's Mechir would be bottled.
Why? If it wasn't?
It's along the lines of being perceivable, if it's really a mechira to the woman, but conditional, if the woman predeceases him, so she never owned the field. But if he predeceases her or he divorces her, so it comes out she owned the field. Okay.
What about the interim period, right? So she's waiting for the side. So is the sale?
Well, it's retroactive.
Yeah, it's retroactive. But it may never
occur, right?
Right. So is it possible? Like,
if the pasha is bottled, it's automatically bottled. Right, you don't say, well, let's wait and see what happens. Retroactively, the Mechir is come. I don't think so, yeah. So we've had this idea before. Person is owned by had two owners. Either the father owned him and the father died and now the two sons became the Yershim, or two people bought the Abed B'Shutvis. And one of them freed the Abed. So now he's a Chetzi Abed and Chetzi Menchurin. So the first opinion over here in the Mishnah, which is Beis Hillel, says, so we have a practical issue of how you divide the Eved between himself and his half owner. So Eved is Rabbi Yemecha, but also Yemecha, David Beisilu. So Beisilu says that the Chaluka will be. So the Shutvin, as it were, the Eved himself and his partial Odin. So they're shutvin and they share the work. You've addressed the needs of the owner by saying every other day the Eved works for him. But you haven't addressed the needs of the Eved himself, because Lisa Shifcha Efsher, the Eved in this state, is Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Charon, in this state cannot marry a Shifcha, because he's partially Ben Charon, and Ben Charon is also in a Shifcha. But alternative, but on the other hand, he cannot marry Bas Karan either because he's partially still an Evet. Yibotel, so let him. We should argue maybe that he should just become Batel from having a wife. The world was created with the intent, the Rosh Hashanah intent, that he wanted the world to be filled. Shemer lo soyu bra'a, lo shemet yitzar. The Rosh Hashanah did not create the world that it should be toyu. It should be just emptiness. But rather, the Rosh Hashanah created the world, lo shemet yitzar, that he wanted it to be populated.
It doesn't sound like it's so much of an aguna concern in terms of, I think of an aguna concern, I think of that, type of thing. It's not, a lack of equity to the guy. This sounds like, well, no, we're concerned about the mitzvah of Kurubu.
We're going to be cut for the master to free him. Betzim, there is a lav, or is an assay, we have a friend of the lav, there's an assay not to free an Evet. And we're going to come along and force the Odin to be over an Avera of freeing his Evet. So we have to have a very, very compelling reason to do that. So since we're in the midst of Shevis, Shevis Yitzhara is such a significant mitzvah that the Baruch Hu created the whole world, but that was his goal. So we will, and that's something which is, as it were, incumbent upon the Odin as much as it's incumbent upon the Evet. The Baruch Hu wanted the world to be populated. So you play your role in populating the world by allowing this person to have a wife. So we're going to force the Odin to free him. So we need to have something which is a compelling mitzvah rabbah, Lashon HaTosis. So the point of the mitzvah rabbah over here is that the Rosh Lo'Nivralim Ella L'Pri Beriviyo. This was a significant uptight of the whole idea of Bria. You look at the Tosfos Kabbalas Rabbi, so he gets involved in whether you say Chateish, Chateish, Yiskech, Havercho, you should do an Avera that somebody else should benefit. You have the Morning Shabbos that we don't say that. Tosfos goes through a whole long arichas. Was the person's fault? Was the person's fault, etc. And then Void the Mitzvah, the Rabbim Shiny. This same Nusach of this Tosfos is found in Ma'abas, and everybody says mitzvah rabba shiny. So that the point over here is that Shabbos is a mitzvah rabba. Okay. Shabbos is to populate the world, settle the world. Al Metikin Olam, Sefer the Mitzvah says, because Tikin Olam, Kavanas Rabbi, so we force the master, Roysel Oseh Ben Charen, Kesu Shtar Al Chetzi Domov, so we free the Evid, and the Evid is now is going to commit to paying back that second owner, the one who was forced, who forcefully freed him. The Eved will pay him for his freedom. Because the Mishnah heard the Beis Shammai, and the Mishnah says the Beis Hillel accepted the Beis Shammai's argument. So Rashi, Mishnah has Eved Chetzim and Charen, Gan Shahoyu Beis Achin, or Beis Shutzvin. It's either they became dual owners through Yerusha, or they became dual owners through purchase. So now it's owned by two, and then one of them freed the Evans. That's a valid arrangement. So now he's partially free. The master now is not missing anything. He's getting his work and his ownership of half of the person, which allows him the right to work, allows him to get the right of the work, X amount of work per week. So he gets that. But the Eved, there's another problem. The Eved, Lisa Shivchan Yachol, B'nei Tzadkei Rishaboy. Because he's partially freed, he can't marry a Shivchan. And Baskarna Yachol, B'nei Lisa, B'nei Tzadab Rishaboy. He can't marry a Baskarna either. L'sabra, Yitzha Orts, Lo Yatoyu, Lias Rikonis, Bordoy. So the world that the Bereshit created, he didn't do it with intent that he wanted the world to remain empty. Kim Shabbos, the Yisrael Yishuv, you know, that the world should be populated. So that's why the Russian created the world. He wanted mankind to increase and populate. So this is a primary element of the Bria. Okay. The table test is also the sober of the service. So the test is that's why do you bring Puravu? Huddle and knock it, crawl the Puravu, which would be the most logical thing. That's a Pasuk in the Torah, as opposed to Pasuk in Yeshaya. Shum the Yahava Yachal Akayim Shevis Kaldahu, had there been any type of a way that he could have married, been with a woman, so there would have been some element of Shevis. We would not have forced the master to free him in order to get the mitzvah peruvu, as opposed to just simple shevis. But v'halcha kafinalek, there's going to be the kafrasha. Here there's a kafia, so that's only because of the fact that there's no way to do shevis at all. You know what I mean? Look at haikra, mishum. The mucha, the mitzvah rabbi, the purpose of the posik is to indicate how significant this mitzvah is. So that proof was a mitzvah, that this is an extraordinary mitzvah, that it's part of the primary purpose of the creation. And that's why we're willing to be kaifa for it. You need the posik in Yeshaya to tell me that this is primary purpose of the world. Okay. So you know, again, he says that same idea. Okay, so we said that the case of Yerub Chasim 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 is a case where he was owned by two owners and one of them freed their portion. What about a scenario where that the one he only had one owner and the owner freed half of the abbot? The more tenorban hamashachar chatzi avdo, a person is mashachar just half of his evit, so does it work? Rabbi Amar Kana, Chomer Meloy Kana. So Rabbi says that it works. Chomer say it doesn't work. You cannot be mashachar. If the person owns the whole evit, he has no way to be mashachar just half of the evit. So nothing is chal. There's no shikur b'chal. Omer Rabba. So we know there's two ways that you can free the Evid. One is by giving a get shikr. The other is by the Evid buying himself away from the Odin and thereby freeing himself. So this is Mechalakas Bashtar. This Mechalakas, see the Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether you can be Mashach or Chatzi Avdai, is talking about a scenario of that he's doing it with a get shikr. So he's saying, you are now Ben Charin, so you are now half of Ben Charin. So does that work? The Rebbe Sover, if they learn, if they also, Chub Shalom Nitzan Law, Ma'ak is Shar the Kesef, Ma'ak Kesef Ben Kulo Ben Chetziot, Av Shar Nami Ben Kulo Ben Chetziot, Rabbanon Gamri, Lo La Ma'isha, Ma'isha Chetziot Loi, Av Evid Nami Chetziot Loi. So the Chum say that you can't do Shichur, partial Shichur, just like you can't divorce the woman partially. Either she's divorced or she's not divorced. So the same thing with shechur. But the more is going to say, but by kesef, if he has enough money to buy him half of his freedom, so he'll be half free. So Rebbe says, the pasuk in a hekesh equates shtar shichur to pinyan kesef. So pinyan kesef works halfway, so shtar shichur also works halfway. So it comes out Rebbe is giving preference to the hekesh. The Torah put two things in the same pasuk, that's a hekesh. And the Chacham are giving preference to the gzeirah shavah of lola meisha. The Rebbe said, "Have they learned also chusla nitzala? Makestav the kesef, makesef, ben kula ben chetzev. Av shanami ben kula ben chetzev. Rabbanim gamri lola meisha, meisha chetzel loy. Av ever gamri chetzel loy. Av a kesef livrei kol kana. Because peduya ben peduya. The pasuk clearly describes a scenario of a woman. Clearly describes." The din of shechur charufa we're going to see later on in the sugya. Machlokes whether it's referring to, what's referring to. One pshat is referring to a half shechur, half baskaret. So that's the pasuk refers to peduya and peduya. So more selemim b'halakim machlokes. So what's the machlokes? So we have a contradiction between the Hekesh, which says that just like by Pidyon, it's possible to have a half-freed Eved, so by Shtar also it's possible half-free Eved. The Gzeirah Shavah from Isha says not like that. So you have a fight between the Gzeirah Shavah and the Hekesh. So what are they arguing about? The Mar Savar Hekesha Odif. So Rebbe says that the Hekesh, the fact that the two dinim are written in the same pasuk, that's going to be determinative. That's going to be the one which is more significant. And therefore, a half shikra works. Umar Sabrik Zerah Shadav, the Chum hold that Zerah Shadav is Adif. Lola Meisha is stronger than the juxtaposition of shikra to Kasif. So that's Machlokes. Versus no. Lord, the kuli yam gzeirah shavah. In general, if you have a contradiction between a hekesh and a gzeirah shavah, we're going to give preference to the gzeirah shavah. We can say that.
As you say, gzeirah shavah is mesora. So, how can you say like, well, we have a mesora, but it's overridden by a hekesh? Then why would they want a mesora?
So, this Gzeirah Shavah, for example, Lola Meisha, has many dinim which you learn out of it. So, sometimes the Masara is the two words. And there's Machlokes, which are the two words that you know referring to, the law written here, the law written there, or the one written over there? You know, so that we have a Masara, but we're going to have to. If the Hekesh tells me that it can't be this, so then we'll reapply our Gzeirah Shavah in a different way. Tosfos points out over here that we have this Gemara. In Zvachim, which seems to have say very clearly that Hekesh is stronger than Gzeirah Shavah. And here the Mor is first saying Zvachim, the Mor says second version of saying everybody holds Gzeirah Shavah is over. Tosfos says that this case is stronger than the average because the whole source for Shtar Shichur is from Gedisha. So we're discussing how Shtar Shichur works, and we have embedded in the source some rules. So here we're arguing the Gzeirah Shavah is better than the Hekesh. But in general, the Hekesh will be stronger than the Gzeirah Shavah. The Hekesh is explicit in the Pasuk. So um, So that's the argument of the Chachamim. So what's on Rebbe? Rebbe says that over here, Shtar Shikhar is going to work different than Gerisha. Means you're giving preference to the Hekesh over the Gzeres Shavah. How could that be? Shedach Adik LeMifrach. That the limud from Isha to Eved is problematic because there's a pirka on the limud. How so? Mal Isha Shekain in the Yotze Bekesef. Terem Eved Sheyotze Bekesef. So by Isha, which divorce with the get is the sole process of how to free her. So within the Torah also said it has to be done a certain way. We're over here, they have it where there is clearly another way of freeing him, which, and that other way, we're very comfortable with saying that a partial freedom is possible. So we're going to challenge the Gzeir Shava based on that and say that there's a pirch on the Gzeir Shava in regards to this halacha. So the general rule by Gzeir Shava is you can't ask a kasha on Gzeir Shava. That's only if the Gzeir Shava is totally mufna. The more refers to the maiden, vei meshivin. So if it's mufna from Shnei Tzadim, so everybody holds lemaid and lemaid meshivin that you make things over stubborn, you can't ask any questions. But if it's only Muslim misarechod, it's machlokes, or if it's not muftan at all from either side, so you have a xavier shava, but you then lemaid and meshivin, you can ask the kasha on the xavier shava. So this is. Rabba says the machlokes is by shtar, and by kesef it's a given that half pidyon works. Rav Yosef Amar machlokes by kesef that by shtar for sure doesn't work, and even by kesef we have a machlokes. The Rebbe Sover that hebdeil and ifdasa pliyvani pliyu. Rav Ronan Savri dibur tara kolashim neyodim al b'shtar dibur kol. So Shavuos says the shtar for sure doesn't work. There's no thing that's freeing half an eved. Even Ayinay Kesef, the Chum say it doesn't work either. So what's the case of the pasuk? The case of the pasuk is she had two owners and one died. But the idea of freeing half an eved through a half payment doesn't exist. And Rebbe says no, that the pasuk says the lashon of hefdeil niftasa. Which means that he's paduya ben paduya. It's partially nifta and partially nifta. So which means you only pay for half of it. The Chachamim say back that that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means the half day has she been freed? Lo niftasha, she hasn't been freed. So it's not saying that she's partially freed. It's saying that she's not freed at all. Half day lo niftasha means she has not been freed. So I just say lo niftasha. Dibur Torah kolashim le'yodim. So the Torah will talk. So Rabbi says, it's even though there's elements of something which is extra in the pasuk, which just says, and she is shivkan achrafli v'lo nivdasa. So the word hefdei lo nivdasa is extra. The word hefdei. That's how people speak. They say, yeah, and she has not even been truly free. You translate that in the pasuk. So that's all people. So the Torah would talk like that as well. So, Vashtar Dibreko, Loi Kana. So, according to this, but that by Shtar, there's no Havamina that a half Shtar should work. Now, the more is going to get involved in the Machloikis of what the Shivcha Charufa is. It's Tupshatim and Shivcha Charufa. One Shad is referring to the scenario which we're talking about here, a woman who's is shivka, which is chatzis shivka chatzis beschar. So she has really an eitzah. So she's mutter to an eved ivri. The eved ivri is mutter in the beschar part. He's mutter in the shivka part. So she's partially free. She's partially married to this Ben Yisrael. It's not a full kedushin because part of her is a shivka, but kedushin is not chal of a shivka. So now she's mezana. So the Torah says that the punishment is not misa because she's not really fully nashizish. The punishment is that the man has to bring an ashram shivka rufa. The woman gets malchus, etc. The other pshat is referring to a full-fledged shivka who is designated to this eved. So that designation that she's for him, according to the other pshat, is significant enough that the violation of that is punishable with malchus or an ashram. So that's a reflection of the more later on in the sugya. So we have machlokes between Rab and Rabbi Yosef whether by shtar it's possible that somebody holds a half shifka works. According to Rabba, Rabbi holds a half shifka works by shtar. And according to Rabbi Yosef, nobody holds that. On the other hand, according to Rabba, a half shifka b'kesef definitely works, and according to Rabbi Yosef, a half shekel of a kesef is a machlok between Rabbi who says it works, and the Chachamim say it doesn't work. Okay, we'll hold it here.